Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to another night of the Saint Germain Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, this show is on once a month on Spiritual Connections Radio. You can find out more about the show at our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. We're really excited to have on this evening me and Christy, and of course, Brigitte and Mike. We had a little bit of some technical difficulties dialing in, so we were glad to be able to make it in the last minute. Seems to be something new that's happening lately. you can find out more about the different people on the show by going to our website where all the links are. But I'll go ahead and give out a couple ones. If you're in the New Jersey, Pennsylvania area, New York, Connecticut, make sure to go see Brigitte. She teaches out of that area. You can find out more about her programs and her retreats and all the remote work that she does by going to her website at www.lightbridge101.com. And as always, we're really excited to promote Mike. He, of course, does the opening music, and he'll be doing the music during the show. He channels his music, and it comes directly down from the higher realms, just absolutely beautiful. And we experienced some of that. If you ever notice that it feels like it's kind of breaking up a little bit, that's because the frequencies are so high that even the technology we use has trouble carrying it at a point that you can hear it. But know always that it's healing and it's actually doing a lot of work at different levels. All his music and different programs and stuff that he does with Brigitte are available on his website as a download. And you can go to his website at www.mikeschneidercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and hand the show over to Brigitte while I try to dial in on the other channel.
Well, before you go into the other channel, Mark, you want to tell a little bit about You're in Christy's pond, what are you going to be doing when the music comes through?
Sure. In the beginning, when we start to play the music in a little bit, me and Christy will be doing what's called a Diksha blessing. This basically sends out to individuals whatever is for their highest good. It could be a blessing. It could be a healing. It could be something to advance something that you're working in, let it be your meditation, your programs, your practices, whatever it is that that you're looking for. There's a lot of healing and love energy that basically combines in with Mike's music. And Mike's music has a lot of those different aspects also. So me and Christy will be sending out that Diksha blessing, which we learned from the Oneness University by studying from our teachers out of Florida and in Texas. So we're really excited to share that with all of you. It's available to you as you listen to the program. We also set the intention that it actually goes out to a lot of different people around the world, sending love and blessings to everybody and helping you with other aspects of your life.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Christy. That's amazing. And it is beautiful to be with all of you again after whole months went by. I hope this month treated you well, but knowing how I've been feeling the last few weeks and all the intense purging, releasing, and awakening that has been going on, I'm pretty sure that you're probably dealing with similar things in your life. Yeah, I said it before, 2016 certainly has been quite intense. It has been fast, I would say. You know, one thing replaces another, and you're consistently shifting your attention, shifting your focus, releasing what no longer serves you, and it can sometimes take your breath away. So let tonight's radio show be an opportunity for you to receive love, to receive light, to receive healing through the Diksha, through the music, through the Ascended Masters that are coming through that will also offer you a healing energy. So this is a time of receiving. And I want to share a little bit about what has been happening for the last couple of weeks for me, because I think it might actually help you too in how to deal with these cosmic waves of transformation that are consistently hitting us and that are moving us with the speed of light from one level of consciousness to the next. And we are human. So we kind of have that tendency, we want to hang on, or we want to control, or we want to know, or we want to figure this out, or we want to think ahead, and we realize it doesn't work that way. I mean, no matter what we do, usually something interferes when we're not supposed to do it, we get frantic, we get panicked, and then in the end it works out anyway. So what is really happening here for us? So those of you who know me well, you know that I love to talk about the Christ because his life just gives us so many lessons for our own life, and especially the time that he sadly was crucified. Often we feel in our own life like being crucified by situations, by relationships, by things that we would like to release and yet we're not ready yet, or we're not capable of doing it, or something interferes with it, and we get frustrated. We want to get from here to there, and yet we're still here. How are we going to get to there, to the other end? You know, we all would like to be able to hear the masters and the angels more clearly, see the aura, see the colors, do so many things, and yet often we find ourselves still, like, stuck in our humanity, in our human self, limited, blinded, veiled, and not really knowing what to do and what not to do, not even sometimes knowing if we're on the right path. We find ourselves in work situations and we ask ourselves, is this really what we want to do for the rest of our life? And yet, we can't really change it yet because it doesn't seem time for it yet, or there isn't a path that has opened up for you yet. So I've been dealing for the last few years, there's a little bit of a condition that when I channel, I get kind of an irritation in my lungs. And it's kind of asthmatic. I really have never gone to a doctor, which I probably should, but I kind of always know that it's emotional based and it's for me to release. So whenever I have the opportunity, whether I go to a John of God or to someone, I'm working, I'm focusing on opening my heart up further. And really, isn't that the story for all of us? Aren't we all looking to bring further healing to our heart? We all have our wounds from lifetimes, past lifetimes, from this lifetime, unrequited love, childhoods that might not have been as perfect as they should have been. So we all carry these wounds in our hearts. And so we really all have to deal with matter, with the cross of matter. So here are those people who set examples for us, like Jesus the Christ or Mother Teresa, and people who've truly dedicated themselves to bring through love, to bring through healing, to be of service to humanity. And they're setting examples for us. There are many other Christ at once and masters and saints besides Jesus and Mother Teresa, but they're the ones that I can give right now as an example. And I'm sure you've heard of this, but Mother Teresa, who so selflessly helped in India those in need, who only had one experience with Jesus that drove her to give up her life, give up everything just to be of service, she too had doubts. She wrote letters to God that were later found questioning and doubting her path. And then Jesus, on the cross, when he was crucified, he said, God, why have you forsaken me? He had doubts. Someone like Jesus had doubts. So here we are sometimes judging ourselves when we have doubts ourselves, when we're questioning, when we feel disconnected. But really, isn't it part of our human life, of our past, that we go through a time of being disconnected? And by doing so, actually are descending into the underworld, into the darkness, to purify that what needs purification, to bring to light what needs enlightenment, what was in the shadows, so that we can return out of this disconnectedness, out of the darkness, to a new form of consciousness. And some of you know that as a dark night of the soul. So Jesus, being crucified, experienced that too. And I always talk about that. And I also always talk about that he came, at some point, he came to the realization that being human means to be not perfect and that it's okay and that it's worthy to be forgiven within himself, within all of humanity. And so he said at some point, God forgives them because they didn't know what they were doing. And that's kind of where I always end it. But there's another extremely important part to these teachings. There's a part when Jesus said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. What does that mean? You always hear about the divine I'm presence. Surrender to your divine I'm presence. Let your divine I'm presence guide and direct you. But really, letting go. Letting go, letting this greater self direct you, truly handing yourself over to that greater part. Because for Jesus, it was the Father. For us, it might be the divine I Am presence, or however you want to call that greater force. There's no limits. You know, I know there's been wars fought over it, but there really is no restriction to that, what you would call that greater self of yours. Call it Allah, call it God, call it the great spirit of all that is. But there is something greater than you, and everyone kind of agrees to that. Even a lot of the atheists still believe that there's a greater force in play. And so, think about what it means to you to let yourself fall. Not only fall into the loving embrace of God, source, creator, all that is, but rest in it. Rest in this embrace, in the knowing that everything is working out according to a greater plan, that you don't need to know. You don't have to have the answers right now. You don't have to have the solutions. Yes, you can have a vision and a direction, but you don't have to know how it's going to come about. You can hand it to the Holy Spirit, to the higher parts of you. And what happened to me was I went to a healing service by that was held by Prado Paul, who is the Celebrating Life Ministries. And it's kind of ironic, you know, that's how spirit really knocks at your door, because he's been offering these services and these retreats in the area not too far from here, but you know, I was never kind of guided to go to it, you know. Felt like too churchy, which it really isn't. And then it ended up right in my backyard, right in the same town that my flight center is in. So I couldn't ignore it. It really felt like Saint Germain saying, listen, you put it right there in front of you, honey. Just go and do it. And so I went there, and at first you feel a little awkward and uncomfortable being among all these people, and then you just start to relax, and you stand up and you get your first hands-on healing, and you see others falling back. They actually catch it, and you're saying to yourself, especially me being German, I'm like, oh, no, 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 I'm not going to fall. I'm just not going to fall. I'm going to take in the Holy Spirit, but I'm not going to fall. I'm not going to be one of those. Well, I sat back down, the energy was beautiful, and I actually was asked to get up one more time. And isn't it funny how your mind works? I mean, I was thinking, like, do they not know that I was already up and received a healing session? Am I going to get judged? Is Padre Paul going to step in front of me? He's going to say, what are you doing here? I already did a healing session on you. And then finally, in all this struggle, in all this judgment, I surrendered. I said, in the hands of God, I give myself. It's perfect. It's fine. It's okay. I don't have to worry about it. I'm just allowing this to happen because the fact that I was asked to get up again, obviously there's a reason for it. So I'm just allowing it to take place. So I relaxed. And when he stood in front of me, he didn't say much. But one of the things he said was, child, you're permitted to rest. And it touched me so profoundly because how often do we really give ourselves the permission to rest? We don't. We are always, especially in the Western culture, we're always on the go. We always try to put as much in a day as possible. But he said, you have permission to rest. You can rest now. You can rest. It wasn't even that he said the word permission. I don't even think he said that. He just said, you can rest now. And you can let yourself fall into the Holy Spirit. And he just touched me lightly, not even hard, and I fell back into the arms of someone who caught me. And I'm telling you, it was the most touching and transformative experience I've ever had because it really programmed into my cellular memory that it's safe to let yourself go, that really it's safe to not have to control, to let go of control, our greatest challenge, letting go of control. And it's amazing how much we are controlling without even realizing. Ever so subtle, we still are trying to control the outcome. We are still trying to control the direction. So tonight I dedicate the Sanctumane to your experience of allowing yourself to fall into the loving embrace of the Holy Spirit, whatever that means to you. The Holy Spirit can be, for some it's the Divine Feminine, for some the Holy Spirit is the collective consciousness of all those masters who have walked that path of enlightenment before us, and are now the bridge to God, to the highest aspect of ourselves as intermediaries, creating the Holy Spirit. But I leave that up to you. The Holy Spirit is a consciousness that just loves, not doesn't judge, just loves you. And so I invite you tonight to feel, not only to feel that love, but to love yourself enough to give yourself the permission to rest in the loving embrace of the Holy Spirit and to let this transform you. You might even consider laying down or sitting in a position where you truly rest to let all your muscles ease, to let your whole system run down. And now we also have Mark and Christy giving the Diksha, adding even more to that touch of the Holy Spirit, allowing you to feel even deeper the healing that is given by letting go out of the knowing that you're being held. And how often do we yearn in the physical to just be held, to just be able to be in someone's arms without having to explain, without receiving any explanations, to just be held and be accepted for who we are, for not having to be something else or better or worthy, to be accepted for who we are. So I want you to feel that tonight or whenever you're listening to this. Feel accepted and loved for who you are. For who you are. And I'm telling you, since then, my lungs have been much better. So it has a physical effect on you when you keep pressuring yourself and close parts of yourself off to keep going. And you know, and I love it. You know, you think someone has it all figured out and they are on their path and whatnot. Trust me, they still have layers to release. And after they release layers, they have more layers to release. We all are on the path. We all go through layers. We all go through dark nights of the soul. So don't ever look at someone thinking, oh my God, look how far they are. Well, even the ascended masters, as I understand, goes through their own challenges. In comparison, if we would compare our challenges to us, to theirs, we would probably say it's nothing. But everything gets refined and changes depending on what consciousness level you are. And that's why the masters always say, don't compare your weight, your baggage, your luggage with what someone else is carrying, because it's unique to you. It's unique to you. And what might look easy that someone else is doing and might be difficult for what you are doing can be vice versa for someone totally different. So no comparing. Take a couple of deep breaths now. Mike, you better get ready, because I'm going to hand this over to the Holy Trinity of Mike bringing through the divine love from the Hierarchy of Light through his music, Mark and Christy bringing the balance of the divine feminine and the divine masculine to all of you to bring healing in form of the Holy Trinity. So allow yourself to receive this now.
Thank you.
Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Senate Master Paul the Venetian, and I come before you in the position of the Mahachuan, a position that has been created by the Hierarchy of Light to guide humanity home. And home not being part of somewhere else, part of a place far away in the long distance, beyond this galaxy, beyond even maybe this universe, but home, the home that is within your heart, is in your own inner self. And so I invite you now to take a few deep breaths, and with every out-breath, allow yourself to fall into that sacred place that is your home. So often do you seek elsewhere to become complete, to become whole. And yet, that is not necessary, and that won't even be possible until you find completion and wholeness within your own inner self. You will not be able to see or behold the flame of the divine outside of yourself until you are willing to say to your own self, am that I am. And what does it mean to you? I am that I am. How do you choose to define yourself through the power of love? You're very willing to see in your life where love is missing. Even when you look upon the outer world, you see where there's discord, where there's darkness, what you call darkness, where there's fear, where there's terror. But ask yourself, how much do you focus on where there's love? Where there's light, where there's empowerment. It is easy to forget that when you're in the midst of so much global transformation that is taking place. And in addition, there are those who want you to believe that there's only chaos, that there's only fear, and that there's only restrictions. So again, I invite you to shift your consciousness even deeper within your own inner self. And even take a moment and touch your heart in acknowledgement that you do have a heart, a beautiful heart, that is filled with so much love, and that at its core holds the divine flame of God's source creator, the divine flame of oneness. Let yourself be drawn toward that flame, just like a moth is drawn to the light. Allow yourself to feel that warmth, that protection, that empowerment that comes with that flame within you. What does it mean to surrender into such essence? Why is it so difficult for you to maintain a balanced life where you can bring through that frequency of divinity, of home, out into the outer realm? It is simple. It is not because you're failing or you're not good enough. It is also not because you're human and the human self of you is restricting you. It is part of involution and evolution. It is part of the process of the in-breath and the out-breath, death and rebirth. It is part of the way this cosmos lives and works, expansion and contraction. So the idea is not to control the process that so naturally has a flow. So but to maintain that connection to that flame of love, of light, and of empowerment. And the knowing that everything at some point needs to fall apart in a way for something new to be born, for something new to grow. But the timing of this falling apart, the timing when the walls fall and everything opens up for a new birth to take place, cannot be controlled. It cannot be planned. It has its own rhythm, its own life. So if anything, you can be the observer, you can watch, and you can learn. And most importantly, you can detach yourself from the timing of everything, maybe even from the outcome, because sometimes the attachment to the outcome creates such inner pain and frustration and impatience because you can't wait for that part to be manifested into your life. That's why we often talk about detachment from the outcome. Plus, attaching yourself to an outcome limits the outcome. Allowing the outcome to become what is for your highest good in alignment with your divine I Am presence once again allows all of this process of evolution to breathe, to have a life of its own, and to move within the support of something greater that then will reach down into you and create opportunities and create pathways to lead you where you need to be. You might be afraid that you will miss the opportunities. You might be afraid that you get so stuck within the collective consciousness that you're not going to even be able to see changes that are occurring or opportunities given to you. But look at your own life. Take a moment and think back. And have you not noticed that no matter how challenging it has been, there always have been moments of reprieve, moments of change, moments of awakening, and there have been ways that you have received love and support. There can be more of that. Just allow it to come to you. Now that we are doing all of this in preparation for the next full moon, at the next full moon, you're opening yourself up to receive a higher frequency of light that will shift you, that will expand you, that will stretch you further. It will allow you to see even further through the veil. It will allow you to see a greater truth. And so, what does it mean to see a greater truth? It means that you're also going to witness that in a very different way than before, that what no longer serves you. And so we are preparing you that the only way to respond by witnessing what no longer serves you is love, is gratitude. Gratitude in the knowing that you've learned from the experiences. Gratitude in the knowing that you've now grown and that it is safe and okay to release naturally what simply is no longer in alignment with your heart. But it doesn't have to be a battle. It does not have to be a fight. It does not have to be the warrior you that has to pull out a sword and cut the courts. No, it can be done through love and gentleness and kindness. And that is why I'm here with you today, is to remind you to be gentle with yourself, to be kind with yourself, and to release any form of judgment. There's nothing in your life that you've done intentionally to hurt someone, including yourself. Not intentionally. Now, that does not mean that you might have hurt people in the process. and might have hurt your own self in the process. But the key is that you've never intended to do this. You might have done it out of a sense of envy or jealousy or out of woundings that you received as a young child or through past lives. But again, that was programmed. You almost couldn't act any differently because of that, what was programmed was in your cellular memory. But now you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to raise your consciousness to another level. So for that, it is all about letting go and letting yourself fall into the loving embrace of the Holy Spirit. So I invite you now to take a moment to look at those in your life right now that are still feeling raw and uncomfortable and not to the highest vibration or the highest good that you feel you should experience at this time. And take them and hand them over to the Holy Spirit, to God, to the Creator, by putting them into that flame. Sure intent, simply give it up, let it go into the flame, and then knowing that your divine iron presence will handle it, will take care of it, will transform and transmute it in a manner that is for your highest good, and as well as for the highest good of everyone else. Use your in-breath and your out-breath to release strengthened into this flame of the divine, but no longer is in alignment with your heart. That can be a relationship, and it doesn't even have to be about the relationship itself. Just focus on what it is in the relationship that is discordant, that brings you pain and hardship. That is what you want to release. And then two things can happen. Either that person will change because they no longer have to teach you these lessons, or they will no longer have to be in your life. So it will be effortless. You don't have to worry about separation. You can just remind yourself that you're worthy of being loved, being respected, being heard, being understood, and that it's safe to be you. It's safe to express your true feelings. It's safe to express your way of seeing things. And so it is for you to feel safe again within your own body, within your own humanity, not judging your humanity, not rejecting it, but celebrating it. Because in truth, it is your human body, your humanity, that becomes the loving shell, the outer body, the holy grail of your divine essence to express itself. Without your physical body, you would not be able to express that divine essence. So celebrate it, honor it, love it, because it has done a mighty good job. And when you feel you're ready, and you feel you've released everything that is to be released into that flame, I invite you to let yourself too fall into that flame. Let yourself fall into that radiant essence of your divine self, of your God self, of the Holy Spirit that is embracing you. Let yourself fall into that and let it purge you, let it purify you, and let it uplift you away from your body into the heart, of the heart of all that is. So allow yourself now to experience this love, this purification that comes with the merging between you, the Holy Spirit, and all that is. And while you are in this loving embrace, I ask you, Mike, to play some more music, please. Thank you. To allow yourself in this embrace of the Holy Spirit, to recognize that there is a divine plan laid out for you and a path that you're on. And as much as you sometimes fear that you're missing a step or that you might be derailed or redirected or moving into another direction that you shouldn't be in, that is not truth. You are moving towards a specific divine purpose that you're fulfilling here on earth. And as much as it is frustrating to you to go through some of the dark nights of the souls, to experience on certain days doubt and fear and confusion, it is the path of ascension here on earth at this time. It is what brings healing to the collective consciousness. And so acknowledge that all the work, all the effort, yes, it might ask of you to be disciplined, to not give up, but it is also a beautiful way to bring healing to Gaia, to Earth, by creating a path that others can follow them too. So be in peace, but also know that this path cannot be walked alone. Allow yourself to be guided and directed, and fear more than ever the support that all of us, members of the Hierarchy of Light, are giving you, in the knowing that you too are part of us and we are always part of you. Separation is only an illusion within your mind necessary to learn about yourself. So even separation, as much as it is uncomfortable, it has its purpose. It teaches you a lot of things that otherwise you wouldn't be able to learn. And Earth is a place to know thyself. This is a purpose, to know thyself, to gain knowledge, so that you can feed this knowledge into all that is. And so knowledge does not become a sin. Having fallen out of heaven, out of oneness, because of the desire to gain knowledge, is not a sin. It was a choice made by all that is for the purpose of bringing greater understanding what love and light, vastness and grace is all about. So allow yourself to slowly be called back into your body, but take with you that gift of grace that is given to you. If you haven't felt it yet, now that it is planted as a seed within you, to unfold, to open up, to grow in the days ahead. So that when the next full moon comes and Buddha descends into the Visak Valley, ushering out the new frequencies for humanity, for all of you to carry within you, you are in a place of total receptivity, ready to take this in without judgment, without questioning, but ready to take this new light in and ready to express your commitment as a disciple of the light once again to the path of transformation, to the path of awakening, to the path of assisting a whole planet to ascend to another consciousness level. Feel the essence of divinity always within your heart. Home is within you, not outside of you. So everything that you've created around you that makes you feel like you are in a home, it means nothing if you don't feel true to your own inner home self. And so the key is always to create that wholeness within you first. Then it will also happen around you. You don't need to know how. Just have trust and faith that it is going to come about. And don't forget, you can ask for help and support to help you shift within yourself what's necessary so that the outer then can change too. With that, I am going to give the word over to Saint Germain. Now that my love is with you always, I am Ascended Master Paul the Venetian. I represent not only the third ray of love, but also the position of the Mahachohan. And as such, I very often am seen as a speaker of the Holy Spirit. Now that this is the time for you to shine, not to hide, but to shine into the world in your own unique beauty. So don't stop yourself. Don't use excuses that limit you or that pull you back. Let yourself be seen. Let yourself be heard in the knowing that that what you show and that what you say is worthy to be seen and to be heard. Again, blessings to you. I am Ascended Master Paul the Venetian, and it is so. Namaste. Thank you, Paul. And I am Saint Germain, and it is with much love that I come before you at this time too, at this time of continued transformation and change. I want to remind all of you that there's a reason for the order of the festivals, that it started off as a festival of the Christ, a festival to open up your heart to a greater infusion of love. This love is necessary to prepare you to be even willing to continue on your path as a light worker, as a disciple of greater truths out into the world, bringing change, bringing transformation, no matter what. We all understand how challenging life within a human form can be at times. But now that we applaud you for your willingness not to give up, and we are here to support you, we're here to support you in your continued awakening process. The veils are getting thinner. You're going to be seeing more of us. And all of this is to prepare you so that you do not fall into unworthiness or self-judgment, but that you can maintain this vibration of love so that the connection between you and us can only deepen and can then more effectively be used to stabilize the transformational process that is taking place on Earth so that it doesn't have to come to catastrophes, it doesn't have to come to wars, to terrorist situations. We will be able to intervene and stop terrible things from happening because of your willingness to face your fears, to transform and transmute your fears, and to raise yourself up over and over again. That is, in effect, where we can change the matrix of life on Earth the way it is asked by Gaia, the way Gaia has chosen to experience it, and we can do this together with you in a harmonious way. We simply want you to know the significant role that you play. Don't ever feel small. Don't ever underestimate the effects that you have on the collective. And when there are acts of terror, remember that there could have been already much, much more that could have happened, and you, your love, your light has counterbalanced such destructive forces and thinking. So own that. Instead of focusing on the lack, focus on the abundance of love and light that is within you, creating abundance of love and light for Gaia as well. Now, this very much completes today's radio show. Thank you, by the way, Mike, for adding that second piece of music to the event. It was very helpful and very needed. Thank you also, Mark and Christy, for adding your beautiful Diksha blessing to this event of opening the heart further and bringing the love to all. Now, if there's any caller at this time, I am willing to answer any questions that might be. Otherwise, we can close tonight's session, tonight's radio show, accordingly.
Yes, yes, we do. Hold on, St. Germain.
Okay.
Nathaniel, you're on with St. Germain.
Hi, how are you?
Greetings, my friend. I am doing well. How can I be of assistance?
Is there a general message, or do I need a question?
The general message was already given to you during the radio show. If you have not a specific question, I can tell you this, my friend. Don't look so hard. Relax. You're working this way too hard for your own sanity. Allow things to unfold. It does not have to be as difficult as you're making it to be.
De-stress, you're saying. De-stress, de-stress.
Correct. De-stress.
Yeah, relax. Relax and enjoy.
Correct.
Rather than getting all nervous and worried about.
And use a little humor. Laugh a little bit. Laugh a little bit about yourself. Laugh about the situation. Laugh about the humanness. Allow yourself to look upon life a little less serious. And if you ever have any doubts, There are places that you can go to where you see true devastation. Sometimes looking at that gives you an opportunity to shift your perspective. You have great power of love is in you. Yes, you're an empath. Yes, you're sensitive. And yes, because of that, you're feeling a lot and sometimes feeling a lot of uncomfortable things that make you feel raw and hurt. And yet also allows you to feel a level of joy and love and light that others can't feel. So for you, it is your body telling you to rest because all that doubt and question is happening because you've not allowed yourself to just stop. Even when you're stopping, you're looking for another avenue to be spiritually effective, to make a difference. Stop. Just allow yourself to stop, to regroup, to go into the inner stillness, to hear the voice of your divine I Am presence that then will direct you exactly where you need to be.
Well, that's splendid advice. That will really, make my whole being feel a little more relaxed and de-stressing seems to be a good idea for me. Thank you.
You're very welcome, my friend. Blessings to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Is there anybody else?
All right. That's it for this evening, St. Germain.
That is it for this evening, then?
Yes, it is.
Beautiful. Blessings to all of you. Know that my love is with you always. And prepare yourself, open up for the infusion of light that you will be receiving at the next full moon. I am St. Germain, and it is so. Namaste. Thank you, everyone, for listening to today's St. Germain radio show. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Christy. Thank you, Mike. It was amazing. And watch out for the schedule for next month because I think the radio show will be on May 3rd, so it will be on the first Tuesday evening of the month for once and not the second Tuesday of the month. Anybody wants to share anything at this point before we close the show?
I just want to say it's such a beautiful experience, and thank you so much for this opportunity.
Well, thank you, Mark and Christy, for sending the Diksha out to you guys. Are just amazing. I could feel it. It was just very beautiful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very beautiful messages tonight.
It's always good to hear from you, Mike. I know you got to switch some cables around.
Yeah, I just moved the wires around.
Hopefully we can iron out these startup things. I'd like to actually be part of the beginning of the show instead of when it goes on air.
I had the same problem tonight. I was scrambling.
Well, as long as all of you are there when we are going actually on air, that's all that counts for me, you know? Just be there.
Very cool. Well, I want to say thank you. And let me just look at the dates. I think you're correct. I think for next month, The show is going to be on Tuesday, May 3rd. That's Tuesday, May 3rd for the St. Germain Radio Show, and it's just for the month of May, because a number of us are going to be traveling. So just want to give everybody a heads up.
Thank you. Thank you all for listening, and we will be back next month. And enjoy the next full moon. It'll be a powerful one. It will be the V6 Festival. Love you lots. Take care.
Okay. Lots of blessings, everybody. You've been listening to the St. Germain Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio.